This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. For the next 5 months, one Michigander will be traveling around the state's rustic campgrounds and gathering data as part of a project with the Department of Natural Resources. Paige Lackey is an AmeriCorps member working with the state DNR on Project Rustic. The goal is to improve the department's database of rustic state forest campgrounds, as well as online information for campers. She will also be blogging about her experience along the way. Paige joins me now a few days before she heads out on her trip. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What is rustic camping?
Rustic camping describes a type of camping or a campground where the bare amenities are provided. So opposed to state park campgrounds, where primarily most of them will have like a bathhouse with flush toilets and some other amenities, rustic campgrounds provide campers with a more wild experience where there are vault toilets, well hand pumps, and more of a bare-boned approach to spending time outdoors.
Tell me where the idea came from for the trip.
I came up with the idea last year. I was also serving with the DNR. This is my second AmeriCorps term. And I sat in on a meeting where the work to update RecSearch, which is the online database of all of the state parks, pathways, and state forest campgrounds are hosted. And there was a meeting that was where they were discussing efforts to increase the depth of that database for users. And so I thought the best way to capture the details of each destination was to experience it myself and travel around the state. I posed this project idea to my supervisor, Maya Turek, and she was on board, and with a lot of legwork and a lot of help from many people and many partners, we were able to make the dream a reality.
What type of information will you be gathering for the DNR specifically?
I'll be collecting some GPS data that will be used for mapping. I'll also be snapping some photos to put online for people doing research on each campground to kind of get a better idea of what to expect. And then I will just be collecting some information about what to expect at each campground. Is it on a river? Is it on a lake? Can you fish? Are there hiking trails so that you can plan your experience somewhere that fits your hobbies or your interests?
How have you prepared to take this 5 month long kind of rustic trip out on your own?
Well, there's been, like I said, a lot of logistical work that has been done by myself. For example, drafting an itinerary. I'll be visiting 77 different rustic state forest campgrounds. You know, everything from drafting an itinerary, mapping the points on a map, and figuring out exactly where I need to go. I'll be meeting with all of the unit supervisors while I'm on the road, so coordinating all of those meetings. I'll be traveling actually in an RV provided by General RV. So packing up that rig, which will be my home for the next 5 or 6 months, as well as my mobile office, figuring out how that is all going to function. It's been a lot of work, but you know, as the days are dwindling down to get on the road, I think we're in pretty good shape.
Do you expect there to be any challenges with the trip?
So I've never traveled in an RV before. So navigating a large rig down more remote roads might be a challenge, although I've been practicing driving and parking and everything. So feeling more comfortable with that. And, you know, we've seen quite an uptick in interest of folks camping last year and getting outside more. So these rustic campgrounds are all first come, first serve. No reservations are able to be made prior to arrival. So I might encounter some campgrounds where there is not a spot available and I will have to improvise at that point. So we will see.
Is there one specific park or campground you're excited to visit?
I mean, about half of my time will be spent in the UP, and I think the UP is always exciting because it's so wild and I haven't really spent that much time up there. So mostly eager to get up there and see all of the places that I've never been.
Paige Lackey is traveling around the state for the next 5 months, visiting 77 rustic campgrounds as part of the DNR's Project Rustic. You can follow along on her journey at Michigan State Parks, Trails, and Waterways Facebook page or the My State Park Instagram page. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.